going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So when I was out of town, the poor Pope died.
Yes.
And they have set the conclave to replace Pope Francis. It is going to begin on Wednesday, May 7th, according to the Vatican today.
And then we wait, we look at the smoke, and we wait.
Right. If it's black smoke, another vote. White smoke, we got us a new Pope.
Okay. What you missed were the 250,000 people that, you know, went by to pay their respects. And some of them took selfies, Scott.
No.
And posted them.
No.
Oh, Google it. You'll get results.
With a dead Pope?
Oh, yes. Full display.
Oh, God.
People were asked not to bring out their cell phones inside of the chapel. And they did. And some of them took selfies with the Pope. Welcome home, Scott.
Good to be home. 1 year after a nationwide unpaid toll texting scam, say that three times fast, surfaced in the Sunflower State, leaders have once again warned community members not to fall victim. I got another text the other day saying, this is my last chance. I have to pay now or forever hold your peace. The Kansas Turnpike Authority says that after nearly a year of warnings to travelers about a nationwide fraudulent texting scam, it has once again urge Kansans to be cautious about unpaid toll texts. Quoting here from Danelle Brown, the senior customer service manager with KTA, we do not send text messages about tolls.
This was in my stack last week that ended up scattered all around me and on the floor and in places that we're still finding stories while you were gone. Americans, according to the FBI, last week lost $16.6 billion to scammers just in 2024, Scott. $16.6 billion, significantly up from 2023. And a lot of them were elderly residents, but a whole bunch of them were under the age of 70 or 80. I mean, I think it was like 5 billion were elderly. So more than half were not considered elderly victims.
Because if you pay, let's say that you fall for this scam.
Yeah, right? They want your credit card.
That's exactly right. And so you think you're paying a $4.18 charge to the KTA, Kansas Turnpike Authority.
Yep.
Once they get your credit card information, the three numbers on the back, your expiration date, your full name as it appears on the front of the card, you are screwed.
Correct. It was 250,000 Americans that we know of. Mm-hmm. That were victims of these scams last year with more than $16 billion lost.
So let me repeat. The Kansas Turnpike Authority says they do not send text messages regarding unpaid tolls. If you get a text, it's because you signed up for text alerts, but they will not text you for an unpaid bill.
One of the things they said last week, and share this with all of your relatives, I don't care if they're elderly or if they're 20. If your phone rings and it is somebody you don't know, never return the call based on a phone number. Make them leave you a voicemail. Then Google the place to see if you really need to call back. Online search the phone number. Just put it in the Google box and it'll say if it's a scam, Scott.
How is it that they can't track these people down?
Because they're overseas.
Somewhere in Asia or Europe or Africa.
I think sometimes it's somebody here that just wants to take your card and go to Walmart. But mm-hmm. I think most of the time that you are never, ever going to get your money back.
A massive stone monolith has been found protruding from the Pacific Ocean seafloor like a giant finger.
Which one?
Probably the middle. According to NOAA Ocean Exploration, the pillar is 49 feet high, 36 feet long, and 13 feet wide, and sits at a depth of 6,700 feet.
Okay, say that again. Guys, I don't even pay attention to stories like this that come from science-y magazines. Even this one made me go, wait, what?
The monolith is 49 feet high.
5 stories tall.
Yeah, roughly. 36 feet long. And 13 feet wide.
It is down 6,700 feet in the Pacific. Right. How did it get there? Come on, this is weird.
It was encountered on Tuesday, April 22nd, when the ship Okeanos Explorer sent a remotely operated vehicle to explore a submerged ridge northwest from Honolulu. Scientists were initially unsure what was confronting them in the dark. That's like a huge rock. Or is that a wall? Or what is that, said one researcher heard on a live broadcast. That's wild. This is a weird rock. Looks like a chimney. This shows the moment the base of the monolith rock came into view of a remotely operated camera on April 22nd at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean.
What is it?
It was shiny.
You couldn't build it. You couldn't put it down there.
It was shiny. And the rock had a forest of sea life clinging to its sides. To one side, but not the other.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.